on September 11th, 2001.
Plane is crashed into Alpha 4 of the World Trade Center.
Our very freedom came under attack.
Hey, we're trying to recoup. We lost all units here in this area.
Today, we pause to remember a day that tested our country.
Tower 2 has had a major explosion and what appears to be a complete collapse.
There's no possible way to begin to describe it.
Nearly 3,000 lives were lost in the deadliest attack on American soil in our history.
This is a moment to pause and reflect, to heal, and to rededicate ourselves to the American spirit.
May God bless the victims, their families, and America.
Of one nation indivisible.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in two flaps of a butterfly's wing.
Remember when you wouldn't make your bed?
Well, not today.
It's National Make Your Bed Day.
The key to victory is a well-made bed.
You make your bed every day.
Practice until you can make your bed in your sleep.
You fail to make your bed.
Meanwhile, I'm sleeping in it.
You make your bed and you sleep in it.
Won't have time for sleeping, soldier. Not with all the bed making you'll be doing.
Happy National Make Your Bed Day.
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is. It's the Mike Show. Very, very happy you're joining us today. September the 11th, we opened the show with a montage to pause and reflect. You know that this show is not a political show. You know that this show is entertainment, infotainment. It's fun, and we are going to strive and endeavor to continue to deliver that to you, even today. We do, during Audio Vault, we do have a tribute to 9/11. We will play that. It is, and now typically what we would do on the show since 9/11 in 2001, we would not reenact, but I mean each and every show, when we were doing the live show on FM radio, we're doing the live show now, but our times are different. When we were doing the 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. shift, we would play the news reports from exactly at the time that they were happening in 2001. So you were hearing, you know, the Bryant Gumbel actually giving the exact time and then talking about what he was talking about. And then, you know, the whole news reports and everything about the plane crashes into the World Trade Center. But now, you know, our times are a little bit shifted. We're doing the show between 8-ish and 11-ish. But, you know, you might be listening to it or watching it at any time, because we're available on demand as well. So it really didn't seem, it just didn't seem like it would be as impactful if we did the exact same thing and attempted to, you know, to do the news report at, you know, like 8:47 when Bryant Gumbel was on the Today Show and you know, leading into, you know, what they had discovered. But anyway, or was he on CBS at that time? I don't know. It's been so long. But regardless of what show he was on, that's what we used to do. Well, we do have as part of our tribute, we do have the actual live coverage, the live television coverage. We have, and this was one of the things that we would jump to. It was GMA's Charlie Gibson and Diane Sawyer talking about the first plane crash, reporting on that. They had a reporter on the scene when the second plane hit the tower, so they immediately realized that there was an attack in progress. So we have that from Good Morning America. from September 11th, 2001, and we'll play that in our tribute coming up a little bit later on the show. Heavy news today. And I am not a heavy news person, but I mean, we're going to have to report on it. We're going to have to report on the shooting. We're going to have to report on all of that happened. For a comedy guy, it is difficult to bring you the hard news, but you know, we have to do that. Conservative commentator Charlie Kirk was shot and killed while speaking at a college in Utah. He was only 31. So we'll share what we know and play that for you as well. Not the gruesome stuff, but the eyewitness accounts and all that. Let's see. How do we rebound from this? Well, let's look at this. Divorce. Yeah, that could be fun. No? Anyway, there's a story. A couple filed for a divorce after being unable to agree on a name for their child. All right. We'll talk about that. Plus, our comedy writers have written a top list for this. Top baby names that all parents can agree are terrible. So that's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast. Oh, well, I didn't tell you how you could get us and all that kind of stuff. And I opened with more on a somber note. But anyway, yes, thank you so much for joining us on The Mike Show on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. We are also on the Alexa. How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device and even our podcast on Alexa? Well, I'm going to tell you. Well, to get our live show and our feature channel, you have to enable the skill. You just do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And
hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434.
Hello! It's easy.
You can get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. So the live show is from 8-ish until 11-ish. We record each one of the segments for the live show. All the bits and intros and interviews and everything that we do, all the five random facts and all that. And then we repack it into a full-length podcast. And that usually drops around noon or so. And you can find that on Alexa simply by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and
hello!
She will. You can search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can go to our website, Radio434.com, click on the Mike Show channel, and there's a link to the podcast if all else fails. And you can even watch the show on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. That's all one word, no spaces, at The Mike Show VA. Pardon me. Coffee. All right. Coming up, we've got your top list. We've got your five random facts. We've got your not headline news. We got your stupid criminals audio vault and our special tribute on this anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. That and so much more on the Mike Show. Here, let's do this. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Hello, and welcome to the Baby Dictionary. Although unable to speak a known language, babies are born with a language of their own. A default language, preset from the factory, if you will. Here are some common baby-to-English translations. Hello, I am what is known as an infant. Holy c***, is that horrendous stench due to this intolerable mess in my diapers? Say, you're the that stuck me with the safety pin. Hold on, munch. The thermometer goes in the other end. Tell that sack of monkey if he drops me again, I'll see him in court.
Yep.
See you again next time on the Baby Dictionary.
Yep. It's the Mike Show. So there is this this couple. Let me pull up the story here and then get our sound effects. Have you ever heard that a couple divorced, you know, due to irreconcilable differences? And have you wondered what those differences were? Maybe they just couldn't agree on stuff like money or values, dogs versus cats, maybe Taco Bell. Yeah, I don't know. Or could also be children, but probably not for this reason. A couple in Shanghai, China.
Hello.
Hey there. Has filed for divorce after 2 years of marriage because they had a baby boy last year and couldn't agree on a name. I mean, now, that might sound minor, but both sides insisted on a name and refused to budge.
Automobile.
Now, without a name, a birth certificate couldn't be issued, so a lot of important things were stuck in limbo, even basic medical procedures. In the year since the boy's birth, the hospital tried to issue a makeshift birth certificate, and the court tried to force the parents to get their stuff together for the sake of the kid. But nothing worked on these people. Now, on top of everything else, since they're divorcing over this, there's also now a custody battle over the boy, whatever his name is going to be. So, there you go. What's this? In modern-day America, there's an unspoken rule. If the parents can't agree on a name, they're just given default names. The girl is Olivia, the boy is Liam. End of debate. That sounds more like China than it does America, but anyway. So that brings us to our top list. A couple in China, as mentioned, divorced because they couldn't agree on their baby's name. But while finding a name for our kids can be hard, ruling ones out, rather. Take two. But while finding a name for our kids can be hard, ruling ones out is a breeze. See what we mean with today's list. It's our top list today. Proofreading. Top baby names that all parents can agree are terrible. Okay, here we go. Number one, Zen. Hermaphrodite. Top names that all parents can agree are terrible. Lemon Jello. Fappy. Vulvary. Top baby names all parents can agree are terrible. Xander. With an X. Top baby names that all parents can agree are terrible. Whatever Elon Musk names his kids. Big Nas X. Colon. Top baby names that all parents can agree are terrible. Methany. And Oopsie. There we go. It's our top list today. The Mike Show. Thursday edition. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell.
Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again. Maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. 59-year-old Darius Rucker is dating a 33-year-old woman. It's not that he likes him young, just young enough not to remember he was Hootie. The movie Saw 11 has been scrapped due to creative differences. Apparently, the director wanted to beat a dead horse, but the writer was more interested in milking a dead cow. Fun fact, it takes 27,000 trees to make all the toilet paper the world goes through in one day. Twice that on May 6th. And Apple is launching a thinner model of the iPhone called the iPhone Air. This is great news for inmates who smuggle phones in their crack. This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. Taking a look at tower cam position number 5 up towards Commerce Street. And then panning down towards the river and the pipeworks over there. Venting something. There's the fountain. Thank you so much for joining us on the program. We really appreciate it. We'll a little bit of fog. We'll check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody because we we can't afford one. All right. Coming up, we have news. Well, we just did that. Take two. Coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with your 5 random facts. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
5
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these 5 random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Or maybe...
You idiot!
I don't know. All right, here we go. Number 1. The idea of free refills dates back to American coffee houses in the 19th century, but Taco Bell is credited with being the first fast food chain to make it mainstream in 1988, and it didn't hurt their bottom line. because Pepsi ended up buying Taco Bell 10 years earlier. Number two, Marilyn Monroe was born the same year as Hugh Hefner. She was born June 1st, 1926. He was born 2 months later, or 2 months earlier, rather, on April 9th. Number three, Game of Thrones and Friends had roughly the same budget at $10 million per episode. Friends cost that much even two decades earlier because the cast's salaries were so high. Number four, Al Green's Take Me to the River was a big hit, but it made its biggest chunk of royalties from being the song that's sung by the Big Mouth Billy Bats, you know, the electronic fish. And then number five, some of the only people who can legally bring switchblades into the U.S. I said legally bring switchblades into the U.S. are people who are missing an arm. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition
of... Who's the one-armed man?
Two, three, four, five.
Random facts. Mm-hmm.
The Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. Coming up, or as we like to call it around here, Friday Eve. Coming up, we have your audio vault. It's bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. But we also have our tribute to 9/11, the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. We have now. Usually, what we would do on September 11th, as part of our tribute program, is back whenever we were on the over the air FM station, at the exact time that things happened in 2001. We would then queue up and play the news that was happening at that exact same time on in shows, you know, as kind of our our highlight or our focus. We would bring you the actual coverage. But now that we do the live show, but it's a little bit later, and we also, a lot of our listeners are listening on demand. A lot of our viewers are watching on demand, so. We do still have live television coverage from September the 11th, 2001. I believe we have GMA's Charlie Gibson and Diane Sawyer, and they're reporting on what caused the smoke in the first World Trade Center tower, and then are shocked when the second plane hits the other tower. They immediately realize what's going on. We have that at the top of Audio Vault. And that is coming up. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods and our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. And that brings us Foster from your Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. Foster, we are getting down to the wire on this gala.
I know. I can't believe that it's exactly 2 weeks away. I feel like we've been preparing for months and months, but it's still snuck up on us. I'm really excited. I cannot wait.
And it usually does. You know, it's one of those things. We've got a bunch of other things that we're planning for, you know, for the fourth quarter. And right when we get to this time of the year, it seems like blink of an eye type stuff. And then we're like, did you know that's 2 weeks from now? Well, now we're in this, the gala. It's 2 weeks away. The 86th Excellence in Business Awards Gala on September 25th. So tell us what we can expect. Tell us about the Excellence in Business Awards and the nominees. And you know, walk us through the program.
So the gala, from a historical point, is our largest event. It has always been our largest event. It is a congregation of all of our chamber members, but also all of our civic leaders, our community leaders, people that represent us, people that love Bedford and care about business in Bedford. And at one point, it was the largest sit-down dinner in Virginia, which is really cool. So it has always been kind of the focal point of the year. It's our most anticipated event. And we are going to be at Cedar Oaks Farm for, I think, maybe the fourth year in a row, maybe fifth. And it is so beautiful. It really encapsulates, I think, the spirit of Bedford and the beauty that makes this place so breathtaking. So everybody comes out in a range of formal wear. Sometimes you'll see like business casual, sometimes you'll see an evening gown, but it's whatever makes everybody feel comfortable and also professional and beautiful. And we all network. We have a great time both inside and outside the venue. We have a cocktail hour. Fables and Feathers Winery is actually paying for everybody's first round of drinks this year, which is awesome.
Nice.
And yeah, I know. I'm so grateful to them because they're going to be the most popular people there.
Okay. So now I can't possibly miss this.
No, I mean, your first drink is paid for.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we have like a great range of options this year. We have some ciders, we have some beers, we have some wines. We're going to have some tea and lemonade for those that don't want to imbibe alcohol, which is totally fine. Yes, and that's the inside of Cedar Oaks. It's so gorgeous. And we there's like these long farm tables that are just like so large and like gorgeous. And everybody kind of comes together and eats dinner and in a sit down dinner, like I said, and the food is delicious, and it's just a really nice time for camaraderie and community, but while also celebrating excellence in our area, and celebrating business in our area, because we have our Excellence in Business Awards, which will be given away for the very first time that night. I actually haven't heard who the winners are yet. I like to be like steeped in a little bit of mystery until we get right around the corner. But we do these videos where everybody talks about who they are and what they do. And just you get like a visual of what each business or nonprofit or person does. And you get to hear from them directly. So it's a really cool event. I love it. I always see like a lot of familiar faces. But then there's new people, too, that maybe just want to come on out and check it out, make some new contacts, and just be a part of this momentous occasion.
Well, what are some of the categories, or what are the categories for the Excellence in Business Awards? And, you know, maybe talk about the folks that are already nominated for those categories.
So we have a lot of different categories, and we always have. We've changed some things around this year just to try something new. But Small Business of the Year, Large Business of the Year, Nonprofit of the Year, those are kind of the three core ones that everybody knows. And then we have an agricultural award, our Rising Star Award for a business that's been started in the last 5 years. And then our individual awards, we like to recognize people for their contributions as well. So we have Employee of the Year and Boss of the Year. So those are really exciting ones. Those last two are the ones that we added or changed this year. We have quite the list of finalists. I might just pull it up really quick for my own reference, because I know everybody, but I don't want to miss anyone when I'm talking about them. So let me, here we go.
And I have them displayed on screen as
yes.
well. There we go.
And yeah, I recommend going to that page on our website and just clicking through everybody. All of their websites are linked on their names so that you can go on there and directly learn about them. But for Small Business of the Year, we have some pretty... If you're pretty familiar with business in Bedford, you should know these names. That's kind of how I feel about everybody on here. Like, it's not just reputation, but it's impact and the hard work that they do and the creativity they put into their business.
Yeah.
But for small business, we have Emerson Creek Pottery. They are a very unique manufacturer located off of 43 in Bedford. They have been around for a very long time, and they are a family-owned business. They make handmade pottery that is dishwasher safe, is hand-painted, and is available pretty much anywhere. They have a great online shop. They have an outlet store where you can go get great deals.
Nice.
And yeah, I love their stuff. It's funny, you'll see it kind of just like around Bedford in random places, whether it's a butter dish or a plant pot. They make a lot of different creations. Mm-hmm. And then Media Squatch is a full service marketing firm located right in the town of Bedford. They're the ones that produce our podcast. And they do everything from TV commercials to branding. They can get you printed items, including like mascots and stuffed animals. They have books, they do animation, they do pretty much anything you can think of for your brand. And they have a lot of different clients, not just us, but the town of Bedford, the town of Bedford Police Department. They worked with different car companies in the area. There's a lot of different businesses that are on their client list, whether they're regular clients or one-offs, because sometimes you just need something made for you. But Southern Flavoring Company is the last one for small business, and they're also a manufacturer that's located in the town of Bedford, and they manufacture different types of flavoring items, as you might guess. So they do a bunch of different things. They've grown a lot over the last couple years. It's really cool kind of thinking about everybody kind of getting into the habit of baking and making bread and stuff during COVID. They make a lot of the flavorings and stuff that people use. So nice. Their business has grown a lot. Yeah, it's very interesting. But that company has been around for a very long time, maybe 100 years right here in the town. I know. I feel like I could talk forever about all of these.
Absolutely. Well, if you go onto the Bedford Area Chamber website, click on the events page and you'll find the gala that's coming up 2 weeks away. So if you haven't gotten your tickets, go ahead, like me, go ahead, get your tickets so that you can attend this great event. But check out the nominees. Small Business of the Year, Large Business of the Year, Nonprofit of the Year, Agricultural Award, and then you've added Employee of the Year, and let me scroll down, Rising Star Award, and then Boss of the Year.
Boss of the Year.
Yeah, Boss. A lot of great names here, a lot of folks that I recognize. So, you know, go on to the website and check it out, but more importantly, get your ticket. Do you have to be a chamber member to go to the gala?
No, you don't have to be a chamber member. You just have to care about doing business in Bedford.
That's me. I care every day. I care a lot, by the way. Anyway, so yes, please. And if you're not a member of the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce, what the heck are you waiting for? It's very affordable. And there are hundreds of businesses, thousands of contacts, for you to make if you want to grow your circle, if you want to expand your business and meet new people and not just network, but actually do business. This is a great place because they have so many programs, so many events, so many ways for you to connect with the community, with the business community as well. I can't say enough good things about it. Not just because they sponsor this segment, but because it is really beneficial to my business as well. So BedfordAreaChamber.com for more information. And then after gala, what's the next big thing real quick?
So we have a lot of things going on this fall. We have a business roundtable with County Administrator Robert Hiss on October 7th. That'll be the next thing following the gala. And that's a free event. It's a really cool thing that we do with our town and county offices of economic development. Then we have a big event on November 8th. It's our annual Christmas market. We also have Speed Networking on November 6th. It's been super fun doing that. And it's cool meeting all the different people that come to it. A lot of them they represent very unique businesses. You might meet like a doula or somebody that sells like memberships for emergency helicopter rides. That's a real thing. Yeah, very interesting. So people that really, yeah, you never know what you might learn at a networking event or any chamber event, really.
I was at a networking event, and this was probably, you know, it was very, very similar. It wasn't like the speed dating or speed networking. Mm-hmm. But it was one of those chamber events that if you only went to one every year, and just one a year, that was the one that you had to go to.
Yeah.
And so I went to this. This was years and years back at a different chamber, and I run into this guy and we're having a conversation. And I said, "Well, what do you do?" And he said, "I own a giant inflatable balloon company."
Oh.
Like the kind of balloons that you would see at the Macy's parade. And I went,
"That's crazy.
Really? A giant parade balloons?" And he goes, "Yeah." And he said, we manufacture, we design them, we manufacture them, we license them, and we rent them out to fairs and festivals and events all over the world. And I actually do go up to New York and I work with Macy's for the Macy's parade, Thanksgiving Day parade. And I was like, holy crap, this is amazing. And you just never know the type of people that you're going to meet at these types of events. So again, you want to grow your business, get with the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce, bedfordareachamber.com. And that lady right there, Foster, thank you so much. And for reminding me that I need to get my ticket.
Of course. Yeah. Thanks for having us every week, Mike. I think it's been a couple of weeks since I've been on, so it's good to see you again.
It's good to see you too. Yeah. We had for Labor Day week, Labor Day weekend, we took a little bit of an extra day to kind of acclimate, and that was nice. And then, yeah, it's been. And then you were off. Everything good?
Yes, I'm just racing around.
Yep,
just racing around.
Well, Foster, thank you so much for joining us each and every Thursday, almost every Thursday, right here on the program, and we'll catch up with you later.
Thanks, Mike. Have a great weekend.
All right. You too. It is the Mike Show coming up a little bit later on. We have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show Thursday edition. That means it's Theatray Thursday. Hello, Patrick.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
How are you?
I'm back.
From
M
Station Theatray, spelled all fancy like.
It is.
How have you been?
I have been great. We're coming off a wonderful summer season. We got something awesome coming up this Saturday, and we're planning next season. Some expanded programming. It's going to be great.
Very, very,
very
cool.
Busy. Very busy, busy.
Well, let's hear what you got coming up this weekend.
Absolutely. It's a second installment of our Jukebox Concert Series, Great Balls of Fire. We have a performer coming back by the name of Jason Cohen. He put together a tribute to Jerry Lee Lewis and other artists of that time period, and it's called Great Balls of Fire. So if you love the rock and roll, please go to the website, buy some tickets. It'll be 7 p.m. this Saturday at Smith Hall Theater at Randolph College's campus.
And if you're watching us right now on Facebook Live, you're seeing the video and the graphic that you've put together. But this is also on your Facebook page. If folks head on over to N Station Theatray on Facebook, you can check out all the promo videos and everything for this particular show. So, what was the What was the desire? Where did this come from? Where did you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So when I began as executive director of Endstation back in 2022, we kind of ran out of jukebox musicals. We've done them all. It's part of our history. And so we kind of turned the company back toward our roots with leaning into the original programming and as well as going out into the community for site-specific work with like Shakespeare and other classics. And we decided, man, we still miss that element that made Endstation so popular. So we are looking for tribute artists, and we bring them in like 2-3 times a year. And we had one back in February with Hope Harris's tribute to Linda Ronstadt. Mm-hmm. And this one is Jason Cohen's Great Balls of Fire.
Yeah, it is. The tribute acts do so extremely well. Not just in our community, especially. You know, what we've seen at Academy Center of the Arts and other places.
Absolutely.
The tribute acts do really, really well, and this one looks top notch, man.
It is. These guys are phenomenal. They're like athletes on stage. So if you're they really are. Nice. I don't know if you saw this guy standing on bases, people jumping off pianos and stuff. But it's not just like the Great Balls of Fire, but there's some wonderful tribute artists out there that just provide not just wonderful music, but a night of entertainment.
Yeah.
So it's more than just, hey, I'm going to go to a concert. It is a complete, you know, night of entertainment. So
really,
please,
cool.
Please join us.
All right. So this is Saturday.
This Saturday. It's 2 days from now.
All right. 7 p.m. You can get your tickets by visiting nstationtheatre, spelled R-E at the end, .org. We'll link that up on this broadcast, and you can check that out. And then your upcoming season.
Yes.
What can you tell us?
Oh, right.
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing. No, I can't. I can. We don't want to, obviously, we're going to do an official announcement sometime late next month. But what I can tell you is it is extremely expanded. So we're talking almost an event per month.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, this
so
is
Endstation
cool.
is going to be super, super, super busy. We have another new Playwrights Initiative show that's going to make its world premiere. The Fringe Fest is going to be back,
nice.
So keep your ear to the ground. Performing artists out there, come play in Central Virginia. And we're going to be doing Shakespeare at the Point again. Another show in a site-specific place may be happening, but I cannot tell you what. And there are also some other...
it's all secret.
It is. There are also some other one-person shows that might make an appearance next season.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be splendid.
Well, this is really, really cool. It's always good to see. There is not a lack of things to do within our community, and especially within our theater community. It's great to see this local theater company doing so well and producing so many incredible things.
Thank you, thank you.
Year after year after year, you guys are rock stars. So.
And we pride ourselves in. And I mean, people will be like, "Oh, Patrick, you're quibbling," but like, we are a professional theater.
Yeah.
Like, we are paying our workers, and coming from a performance background, an artist, and having lived in communities that don't actually have that option, I'm very proud to be able to say that, giving, you know, professionals the ability to work within their community.
Yeah. And also bringing in actors from other, you know,
yeah.
I mean, professional actors that, you know, you would ordinarily have to go to major markets. You'd have to go to New York to see a lot of the talent. Sheer talent that has graced our stages here in Lynchburg, and your organization has brought countless numbers of them.
That's true. Thank you. We are proud of that as well.
It's really cool. You can learn more by visiting nstationtheatre.org. We'll link that up on this broadcast. Also, if you want to get tickets to Great Balls of Fire, tickets are still available, and that's this Saturday.
Yep, and they will be available at the door as well.
Nice.
House opens at 6:30.
Very, very cool. And then join your newsletter.
Yes.
So that folks can learn more once you announce your new season.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get season tickets and all that for the upcoming season. Very, very exciting this time of the year.
Awesome. Thank you.
Absolutely. And you're doing well?
I'm doing well. I'm in a cheery mood. Got the kids off to school without any meltdowns, so we're good to go. It's a great day. That's all you can ask for.
Great way to start the day. And I mean, this season, this time of the year is pretty magical as well. So
How are you doing? Are you doing all right?
I mean, yeah. I mean, we're busy, constantly busy. We always have things going on.
Yeah.
And same, you know, got the kids to school without any meltdowns. And you know, going on with our day.
So. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep. It is the Mike Show Thursday edition coming up. A little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Patrick, thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. Theatre Thursday continues with Little Town Players. And unlike Patrick at End Station, your season is out there.
Yes.
Everybody knows. Everybody can find it. If you go to littletownplayers.com, you can check out the entire upcoming season, including Traditions, Little Town Players at 50, which is what you're here to talk about.
Correct.
Yes.
Well, let's introduce ourselves first, and then we'll go from there.
My name is Elizabeth Butler, and I'm the coordinator/director of the production, and with me is...
Lisa Butler. I'm the production manager of said show.
Now, there's a coincidence here. Some sort of a same last name coincidence.
Yes, she is my mother, and she's served on the she served at Little Town Players for many, many years. So of course I'm going to ask her to be my production manager.
Of course. Well, tell us about this particular production, and then we can talk a little bit about the upcoming shows as well. Talk about Traditions, Little Town Players at 50.
Well, Traditions, Little Town Players at 50 is a musical review of performers. We have 21 performers. They're all coming back to reprise songs that they've actually performed on the LTP stage.
Nice.
We started coordinating. We asked about 70 to 75 people. You know, some of them are in different countries. Some of them are on the other side of the country. And we had 21 who said, yes, I'll be there.
Wow.
And we're very excited. We have people who made their debuts back in the 80s. We have people who just made their debuts in the spring. And it's a really cool way to see a lot of generations of theater lovers come together.
This is really, really cool. And I love the concept of bringing these folks together, folks that have maybe they got their start on that particular stage, or you know, maybe that was probably one of their best shows they've ever done, and now they get to reprise roles and things. This is awesome.
So we're both doing it as well. So even though I'm coordinating, you know, I don't say I got to pick mine. I kind of picked what was left over because I've done about 20 shows there. How many have you done?
Oh my goodness, not probably not quite that many. But
oh, I think
getting
so.
Getting there, I don't know. Getting there close. Yeah.
Well, tell us about Little Town Players, and tell us about the theater in particular, because it is absolutely gorgeous, and it's a big house too.
Yeah, it is a comparatively when you look at other community theaters, it is. We do have a pretty large house. We seat 236.
Okay.
Which is pretty big. But it was it's a converted old movie house that was at the originally at the Elks National Home, and a group of people, thespians who wanted an outlet in Bedford when there wasn't a theater, came together in 1975,
wow.
And then officially, Little Town Players was birthed in 1976,
okay,
and has been running strong since then with lots of volunteerism from a lot of people. And
yeah.
When I say volunteerism, at the very beginning, it was even money. Here, we give up our money so we can pay for rights, royalties, and
sure.
and such, things that you don't often think about. A lot of people don't think about when they come to see a show.
Right.
But yeah, it's great how we've been around for that period of time and still very vibrant in the community.
Well, and very much so. So you've got traditions. When does that open up?
We open tomorrow, so it only runs one weekend.
Okay.
So we have four performances. We have a Friday night show. We have two shows on Saturday. So in the industry, we call that a tout-o-che. So we have matinee and an evening performance, and then
so
a Sunday
fancy.
Matinee. Yeah. A tout-o-che, yes.
Yeah.
Very fancy. All right, so folks can learn more, and you can get your tickets as well at littletownplayers.com.
Mm-hmm. Or by calling our box office as well.
Okay, and can you get tickets at the door?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, and when does what time is showtime?
So we have 7:30 on Friday and Saturday nights, and then 2 p.m. on the Saturday and Sunday matinees.
Okay, and then again, you already have your season now is announced, and it's up on the website. Talk about some of the shows that are also upcoming for the 25-26 season.
We've just completed our auditions for The Diary of Anne Frank.
Okay.
And that show will be going up in mid-November. And that is a very, very dramatic play. And we think that there are lots of ties in our society today that we can still glean a lot of information from. And I think it's very timely for us to do that.
Absolutely.
On our stage again. We have done it in the past, and our shows this year are picked from our survey that we did earlier to bring back shows that we've done in the past that were enjoyed by our patrons. And
okay.
So then we have Noises Off coming in late February, early March.
Okay.
Which is hilarious. Got to see it.
Yep.
The complete opposite of Diary of Anne Frank.
The complete opposite. Totally,
if you could
yes.
pick any diametrically opposed.
Right. Yeah, something for everyone.
And yeah. I will say Diary of Anne Frank got the highest amount of votes for any non-musical.
Tremendous.
Yes.
We had to pick it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. And then we'll close out our 50th, I can't even believe that I'm saying that,
wow.
Our 50th season in May of next year with Camelot.
Okay.
And so, yeah.
Can folks get season tickets?
Oh, certainly. Mm-hmm. They okay. certainly may. And with our season tickets, it's kind of like paying regular price for three of the shows and then getting one free.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah,
very
that's
nice.
That's how the money works out.
Visit littletownplayers.com to purchase tickets. And again, you can get season tickets there as well.
Yes,
okay.
You can do that.
All right, very nice. Well, congratulations on 50 seasons.
Oh, thank you.
I don't look it.
I do.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, and thank you so much for joining us on the program. Your latest performance, Traditions, Little Town Players at 50, kicks off tomorrow. September 12th through the 14th. Go to littletownplayers.com for more information. And also, we want to thank the Mark W. Foreman Foundation for sponsoring Theatre Thursday and helping to coordinate our guest segments. We really appreciate them. Mark was very instrumental in this particular program. We used to do a Theatre Thursday way back when, but when he jumped on board and brought it back, it really encompassed all local theater. Now his family has started the Mark W. Foreman Foundation. And if you want to learn what's going on in the theater community, if you want to see the entire calendar of local theater performances that are upcoming, even theaters that are going into auditions and upcoming events and promotions, you can learn that at markwforemanfoundation.org. And there is the director's grant that if you are a rising star director, if you have a performance that's upcoming and you want to really bump that up, maybe purchase new costumes or new sets or something. Can't go to the light bill, but it can go to any of the things that can bump up the performance and really raise the level of it. Go to markwforemanfoundation.org and learn more about the director's grant. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. Coming up, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866, and please visit their website freeclinicva.org to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
And now, Ballad Through the Beers, 1969. Man Walks on the Moon. Afterwards, Neil Armstrong and Edwin Buzz Aldrin enjoyed a cold, refreshing ballad beer. Sorry, that didn't happen. But you can enjoy ballad beer by visiting their tap room in Danville, Virginia, or picking up a ballad wherever they sell great beers. Ballad Brewing, Danville, Virginia.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434. All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audios for your ear hole. Viral audio for your ear holes. There we go. I think you'll like it. As our recognition from September 11th, the attacks on the World Trade Center. As mentioned, we have live television coverage dating back to September 11th, 2001. Good Morning America's Charlie Gibson and Diane Sawyer. They are in mid-conversation with a reporter that's on the scene, still wondering what caused the smoke in the first World Trade Center tower. Shocked when the second plane hits the other tower.
It appears that there is more and more fire and smoke enveloping the very top of the building. And as fire crews are descending on this area, it does not appear that there's any kind of an effort up there yet. Now remember, oh my God.
Oh my God.
That looks like a second plane.
I did not see a plane go in. That just exploded.
We just saw another plane coming in from the side.
You did. That was out of my
view. Yes, and that's the second explosion. You can see the plane come in just from the right-hand side of the screen. So this looks like it is some sort of a concerted effort to attack the World Trade Center that is underway.
Wow. Let's stick with news. Conservative commentator Charlie Kirk was shot and killed while speaking at a college in Utah. He was only 31. The hunt is on for the suspect as of the time that we recorded this segment. Here are eyewitness accounts of the shooting.
All of a sudden, I heard just one pop. His head kind of fell back, and then I saw everybody dropping, so I dropped down. And then the next thing you know, they said, run. So we all took off running.
We heard
two pops and we ran. Some people were standing there still taking videos. So I went back out to look over the railing to see like maybe someone just did some firecrackers, something like that. But more and more people were screaming, crying, dispersing super quickly from the scene.
Charlie hit the ground. We saw him fall. But it looks like the shot came and it hit. So he was facing us and it looks like it hit the left side of his neck.
And then we all took to the ground.
Wow. Let's do this. Viral video. A Florida sheriff's office shared footage from a tense encounter when a canine searching for a suspect in a wooded area came face to face with a bear. Here's the viral moment.
We could push in a little bit, but I don't know how far through. Did you want to go?
Holy! That's a bear! Oh, leave it!
On your hands and knees and face to face with a bear. All right, let's go to the lighter side of things. A man out of Nashville is getting some attention after hiring a mariachi singer to follow his cheating ex around while the cheater moved his stuff out. Here's the mariachi singer following the ex around. Skip that. We're going to do that later. We did that. And we're going to wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. And today is no exception. Let's see, which one? Let's do this one. Today is National School Picture Day. To reminisce about them, here's comedian Kelsey Cook.
I got coffee with a friend recently, and she told me that she's trying to be a better person. I was like, oh, that's nice. What do you have been doing? She goes, well, I'm taking less selfies.
Oh, take it easy, Mother Teresa. Say some of the Lord's work for the rest of us.
Everyone says we're so self-absorbed now with our selfies, but I think we were way worse before then, because at one point we were all in school and we all had school picture day, and then we ordered physical copies of photos of ourselves and gave them to people. Like narcissistic sociopaths. Can you imagine doing that now as an adult? Just going up to a coworker unprompted, like,
I signed it.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Firmly, maybe vigorously, attentively, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in the news, and then we've got some good news for you as well. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the Bee or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBeeHotel.com or theHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 4.
3.
4.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. This guy. If you're a bad gambler, you're probably a bad criminal, too. A guy jumped off a Royal Caribbean cruise ship in Puerto Rico last weekend because he wanted to skip out on a gambling debt of $16,710 that he had run up at the casino on the ship. He was caught on a surveillance camera jumping into the water near the shore, where he was picked up by people on jet skis. Kind of seems like he arranged that. The authorities didn't have any trouble tracking him down. He was arrested and is now facing, get this, $250,000 in fines and up to 5 years in prison. So yeah, he thought he could slip out on his tab unnoticed. He now owes around 15 times what he lost at the casino. For what it's worth, when they found him on shore, by the way, he had $14,600 in cash on him. And then...
go!
There's this. A man in California, known for playing Santa Claus in town, was arrested after an hours-long standoff with police. Authorities say the 88-year-old man, Ron Shipley, armed himself after a disturbance with family members, and that's when the standoff began. Here. The No, sorry. That's not the correct audio. Anyway, there's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity in the world. Let's see. Three construction workers in Iowa used a trampoline to save a kid from a house fire. He was trapped on the top floor and needed something to land on. They also saved two other people. Everyone survived the fire. Here is one of the construction workers, John Lewis, talking about the rescue.
When you hear a child in harm's way, you know, yeah, you'll do what you got to do. So I grabbed a trampoline, and me and another friend took and scooted it over to the window, and it was black and with the flames and smoke, and we coached him down to get him to jump. So he jumped out of the window onto the trampoline, and once he hit the trampoline, I caught him and got him away from the building, and we knew everyone was out at that point.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. The United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. All right, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 4.
3.
4.